This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it's necessary to make cities like Mumbai and Thane future-ready to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. While inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of various projects worth over 32,800 crore rupees in Thane district of Maharashtra yesterday, he said that the decision, resolution and the dream for the union government is dedicated to the Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi emphasized that the development projects are changing the face of Mumbai and will immensely benefit the people. The Prime Minister said that these projects will create a new employment opportunities along with the growth of the industries. Prime Minister Modi criticized the opposition of Mahavikas Agadi for stalling the projects with their coalition was in power. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Mizu, will arrive in New Delhi today on a 5-day state visit to India. According to the External Affairs Ministry, this will be Dr. Mizu's first bilateral visit to India. Earlier, he had visited India in June this year to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Council of Ministers. During the visit, Maldives President will meet President Draupadi Murmu, and he will hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. The ministry said that during his stay, Dr. Mizu will also visit Bengaluru and Mumbai, where he will attend business engagements. Maldives is India's key maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region and also hold a special place in Prime Minister's vision of Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, and India's neighborhood first policy. 6 junior doctors have been started indefinite hunger strike against the rape and murder of junior doctor of R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The junior doctors had announced in the evening yesterday that they will continue with the protest by continuing with the medical services for the patients and fast unto death agitation in a parallel manner. The doctors have started the hunger strike after the government failed to take any action on the 10-point demand before the government. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi on tomorrow. Chief ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Orissa, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh will attend the meeting. Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the 5 union ministers of the ministries closely involved with providing development support to the left-wing extremism. LWE-affected states will also attend the meeting. The Deputy National Security Advisor and the senior officers from the state and the states of the Central Armed Police Forces will also participate in the deliberations. In a statement, Home Ministry said that the central government is committed to completely root out the menace of the left-wing extremism by March 2026. It said in the center that is providing all possible assistance to the LWE state governments in fighting the menace of Naxalism. The ministry said that due to the strategy of Narendra Modi government, LWE violence has come down by 72%, while the 86% decline in deaths in 2023 as compared to year 2010, and LWE is fighting at the last battle today. During this year so far, 202 LWE car raids have been eliminated by the security forces and 723 LWE car raids have surrendered and 812 were arrested. The number of LWE affected districts have also come down to 38 in 2024. Anga Chima has emerged victorious in Vizag Open 2024, clinching the title and ending 11-year wait for a championship win. In a thrilling final showdown, Chima faced off against Aman Raj after both players finished the tournament tied at 16 per par. Raj pushed Chima to a playoff with an impressive round of 6-under-65, showcasing the skill and determination. However, the pot-off hole, Chima sealed the victory with a crucial birdie. And that is the end of this news bulletin.